This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Green Gartside.
Paperback writer.
I declare that the Beatles are mutants, prototypes of evolutionary agents sent by God with a mysterious power to create a new species, a young race of laughing free men. They are the wisest, holiest, most effective avatars the human race has ever produced. So said Dr. Timothy Leary, and I think that sounds about right. I'm Green Gartside, in for Guy Garvey, and it's a thrill and then some to be with you this afternoon. I reckon we can safely allow ourselves a little more exposure to the mysterious power of the mutants from Merseyside with this lovely thing from Ernest Ranglin.
Thank you.
Nice guitar twangling from Ernest Ranglin. You Won't See Me, that's a Paul song, not a John song. I'm a great admirer of McCartney, as many of us are. I was intrigued to see a photo of him somewhere the other day with this man, Earl Sweatshirt.
I know it don't seem difficult to hit you up, but you're not passionate about half that you went to, and I ain't having it, and we both know that. I don't mean to offend you, I'm just focused today, and I don't know why it's difficult to admit that I miss you, and I don't know why we argue, and I just hope that you listen, and if I hurt you, I'm sorry. The music makes me dismissive. When I'm awake, I'm just drifting. I'm not complaining, it's just to say that I stay pretty busy lately. And I could be misbehaving, I just hang with my famous if you forgot. I'm faithful despite all what's in my face and my pocket. And this is painfully honest. And when I say it, I vomit. On cloudy days when I'm salty, I play the hate to the logic. State to state for the profit, it ain't a stain on me. But my mama raised me a prophet. I play for dollar incentive, and where I'm walking is studded. And half retarded, I stumble to where she parked when she visit. I grab the bottle and chug it. I see the car in the distance. I know the dark isn't coming for the moment. If I could hold it, see, it seems that all my dreams got dimmer when I stop smoking pot. Nightmares got more vivid when I stopped smoking pot. And loving you's a little different, I don't like you a lot. You see, it seems like
I'm coming back, I gotta handle business. Vanished to my sleeper seat, left you at Terminal 3. I meet you down at baggage claim in a couple weeks, a fortnight. When you parade my homecoming, don't cry. You know I can't live in any place I visit. To live and die in L.A., I got my Fleetwood Mac, I could get high every day. But I be sleepy, OCD, and paranoid. So, give me Bali Beach, no Molly please. Palm, no marijuana trees, yo hickeys on my aorta. And tattoos you could only see when I'm playing surfboarder. Put whiskey in that salt water, I emptied every canteen just to wear that straight edge varsity you think's cool. They thought me soft in high school, thank God I'm jagged. Forgot you don't like it rough, I mean he called me a I was just calling his bluff. I mean, how on it am I gonna be when I'm aiming my gun? And why is his mug all bloody? That was a 3-on-1. Standing ovation at Staples. I got my Grammys in gold. Polka dots on my Brit. I'm not supposed to be stunting. It's all melodic, this song. I catch this vibe in my sleep. But I'm just jet lagged as all and restless. All my dreams got more vivid when I stop smoking pot. Nightmares got more vivid when I stop smoking pot. Loving you's a little different, I don't like you a lot. I mean, I don't know what we're about. What good is West Coast weather? If you're bipolar, if I'ma need this sweater, I'd rather be where it's cold, where it snows. See how it goes. I put the flowers in bowls, I know they're coming in droves. You'll only miss when it goes.
Yeah, I think that's it.
When it goes.
Earl Sweatshirt with Frank Ocean and Sunday from his Doris album. I love Earl Sweatshirt. I saw him and Tyler, the Creator, a few months ago, and they were awfully marvellous. I read a while back Earl's mum dispatched him to a kind of therapeutic correctional facility in Samoa after they had a falling out, which seems a little harsh, because relationships between parents and children are often strained. I remember during one hiatus in the harmonious accord between me and my folks, they upped and moved to Florida. I flew to Jacksonville to do the rapprochement, and in the taxi from the airport to their new home, this was playing and it gladdened my heart.
Tell you people,
Good God. I'm Green Gartside. That was Roger Troutman from Zap. I became a huge fan of Roger's and invited him to play the talk box on one of my albums. And spending a couple of days in the studio with him was like a masterclass in syncopation, I suppose. The man was suffused, kind of infected with the funk. Some years later, Roger was shot dead by his brother and bandmate Larry, who then turned the gun on himself, as they say, which is very sad. And the motive remains unknown. Another mystery is why this woman isn't better known and loved. It's Empress of Champagne after this.
Craig, what are you doing?
I'm testing New Year's Eve gongs.
What, for the party?
Yeah, of course, Simone. You can't bring in the New Year without having a massive gong to bang on.
Yeah, I think we'll stick with Big Ben.
I'm bringing Little Ben with me. This New Year's Eve from 7, join me, Craig Charles, as I unleash for the last time this year. My trunk of fun! 3 hours of funkin' soul. Bring in the house time for a New Year's Eve extravaganza.
And then from 10 p.m, big room beats and old school bangers in a very special Electric Ladyland with me, Nimone. I'll be welcoming in 2014 live with Goldie, Groove Armada, Errol Alkin and Andrew Weatherall.
New Year's Eve from 7 p.m.
on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Empress of Champagne. Empress of is Lorelei Rodriguez from Brooklyn. I'll leave you to discover more about her because discovering things for yourself is much more fun. Cleverer DJs than me would, I think, play a Cocteau Twins track to follow that to demonstrate that they had detected a degree of similarity. So here's Martin Carthy.
I was a young man, I was a rover, nothing would satisfy me but a wife. Soon as I reached the age of 20, weary was I of a single life.
Very first year, me wife I married. Out of her company I could not stay. Her voice was sweet as the lark or the linnet or the nightingale at the break of day. Now she's fairly altered her meaning. Now she's fairly changed her tune. Nothing but scolding comes from her mouth, so the poor man's labour's never done. Very first year that we were married, scarce could I get one puff of sleep. With her two heels she rubbed my shins, cries, "Husband dear, put down your feet." The baby cried, she bitterly scolded. Down to the door I was forced for to run. Without trousers, wig or a waistcoat, the poor man's labour's never done. I went up to the top of the hill for to view me sheep that had all gone astray. When I came back she was lying in her bed at 12 o'clock on a winter's day. When I came back both wet and weary, weary and wet, now where could I run? She was lying in her bed, the fire up beside her. She says, "Young man, is the kettle on? I'll go home to me aged mother, she'll be sitting all alone. Says there's plenty young women to be had, why should I be tied to one? All young men that is to marry, though they'll grieve you evermore. Death, oh death, come take my wife, and then my sorrows will be yours."
Divine Martin Carthy. When I was young, I used to follow Martin around, and I think, looking back, I must have become a complete pain in the arse to him. On one occasion, I can remember I made my way to a gig. He was playing with the Watersons in a remote Yorkshire village. I think it was Yorkshire. And I hadn't made any provision for getting home afterwards. I think I would have been happy to sleep in a bus shelter or a field. Anyway, Martin and his wife Norma and family drove miles and miles and miles out of their way to take me home after the gig. Incredibly kind people who make magnificent music. It's White Denim. White Denim, A Night in Dreams from Corsicana Lemonade, which I expect to find figuring prominently in all the best albums of the year lists. And there is, I think, a circuitous aesthetic connection between White Denim and this.
You yelled, hey, when your car wouldn't start. So you got real nervous and started to eat your heart out. Now you're so fat, your shoes don't fit on your feet. You got trouble, and it's tailor-made. Well, mama, lay your head down in the shade. 'Cause your eyes are tired, and your feet are too. And you wish the world was as tired as you. Well, I'll write a letter and I'll send it away and put all the trouble in it you had today. Well, the telephone rang and you went, oh, you forgot about this and you forgot about that. And you gotta get back to what you're doing. Goodbye, click, that's so and so. You're an island and on your own. You yelled, hey, when the stove blew up, upset. Why, yes, footprints on the ceiling there. And you wondering why? Well, mama, lay your head down, don't you cry. 'Cause your eyes are tired and your feet are too. And you wish the world was as tired as you. Well, I'll write a letter and I'll send it away and put all the trouble in it you had today.
Beautiful, that's Inara George performing Trouble, a song written by her father Lowell George, who co-founded Little Feat with keyboardist Bill Payne, who was accompanying Inara on that recording. Coming up after the news, Little Feat and Kendrick Lamar.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
The BBC News at 2:30, I'm Claire Ronacres. Two men have been arrested, one on suspicion of arson, after a fire on a North Sea ferry. The ferry had been sailing from Newcastle to Amsterdam, but was forced to return to port. Six people were treated in hospital for breathing in smoke. The Conservative MP Mark Pritchard says he believes the government will rethink its policy of refusing to let any Syrian refugees come to Britain. Earlier, the leader of the UK Independence Party, Nigel Farage, said some refugees from the civil war should be offered sanctuary here. Mr. Pritchard said the government's promise of money alone isn't enough.
We are a very crowded island already, but there must always be a place for the genuine person who is fleeing political and religious persecution. We must play our part. We must continue also with our aid. It's great news that the government is leading the way, in fact, in the international community, but I don't think money is enough.
Police are investigating the discovery of the bodies of a woman and a young boy in Midlothian. A 32-year-old man is being treated in hospital. Police say they are not looking for anyone else in connection with the incident. England's cricket captain Alistair Cook says he's determined to keep his job, but admits his future is far from certain after a defeat in the fourth Ashes test in Melbourne. Australia are now hoping for a 5-0 series whitewash. Our correspondent Dan Roan says England's cricketing authorities could have a tough decision to make.
Alistair Cook, let's not forget, is the man who led England to Ashes victory last summer. England, under his captaincy, won in India for the first time since 1985. Andy Flower is arguably the most successful coach English cricket has ever had. So these won't be easy decisions to make, but I think if England do lose 5-0, then heads will have to roll.
And the former Formula One champion Michael Schumacher has been taken to hospital after a skiing accident in Mirabel in the French Alps. He hit his head on a rock, but he was wearing a helmet and isn't thought to have been seriously hurt. That's 6 Music News, more at 3:30.
Six Music.
There was a woman in Georgia didn't feel just right. She had fever all day and chills at night. Now things got worse, yes, a serious bind. In times like this, it takes a man with a style like getting out of a vine. A doctor of the heart and a doctor of the mind.
Little Feat, Rock and Roll Doctor. Little Feat were one of those bands that I discovered listening to John Peel as a boy. I can remember having to order most of the albums I heard on Peel from Boots the Chemist in Newport in Gwent, which seems very strange now. Before that, Little Feat's founder, Lowell George, playing very tentatively with the Meters, and before that, his daughter, Inara, and before that, White Denim, who were a kind of Little Feat de nos jours, with knobs on, I think.
I want to get line dry.
Want to lose weight and keep eating?
I just love the dance.
For you.
In my financial situation.
What's up, Doc?
I was raised in a sandbox next to you and her. You was holding a handgun. She was giving birth to a baby born to be just like you. I wonder what that's worth. I wonder if you ever knew you was a role model to me first. The next day I woke up in the morning, seen you on the news. Looked in the mirror then realized that I had something to prove. You told me,
don't be like me.
Just finished watching
cartoons.
Which is funny now, cause all I see is Wile E. Coyote in the room. And I run it. And I run it. And I run it. And I run it. That's ironic. Ironic. That's ironic. Ironic.
So all of my wounds, hear my tears, all of my tunes. Let my life loose in this booth just for you, mom. Hope y'all amused.
And I run it. And I run it. And I run it. And I run it. That's ironic.
In my financial situation.
For the liberation to begin later.
Look, popular pie plant pictured here.
Wile E. Coyote. Wile E. Coyote.
This
just wanna ride. Reminisce when I had the morning appetite. Applejack and Jack that I hit the TV guide. And a maniac, the only thing that give me peace of mind. I'm a maniac with him and at the enemy can lie. Tell a story that I never blurry 25. Not to worry, every warrior will come and see euphoria. And that's a covenant I put on every tribe. Ain't nobody go tie your shoe. Nobody go abide by your rule. Nobody horn your gun. How come your tongue say killer then kill my mood? Life speed living in the world you know. Little homie feeling like a live wire. Bet I put some new tires on a lightning bolt. Till I wreck into a pole like a right to vote. I'm from the bottom of the jungle. Living in the bottom of the food chain. When you get a new chain from you, a new name, one stripe, and you a zebra look alike. Hope another homicide don't numb you, and none do things we'll never learn soon. In the era, what we wanna earn soon. That's an era, you can smell it in the era. Everybody really doomed. That's why I'm back on you, motherfuckers. All y'all can sell my dream. All them days at the county building, I'm about to make my mama rich. Cartoons and cereal. I ain't felt this since Scrooge McDuck. Here we go. Elementary hood.
Giving birth to a baby born to be just like you. I wonder what that's worth. I wonder if you ever knew you was a role model to me first. The next day I woke up in the morning, seen you on the news. Looked in the mirror and realized that I had something to prove. You told me,
don't be like me.
Just finished watching cartoons, which is funny now, cause all I see is Wile E. Coyote's in the room. And I run it. And I run it. And I run it. And I run it. That's I run it. I run it. That's I run it. I run it.
So all of my wounds, hear my tears, all of my tunes. Let my life loosen its proof just for you. I hope y'all amused.
And I run it. And I run it. And I run it. And I run it. That's ironic.
These just wanna hone everybody, even with a pot of sin. How my aim sloppy at a loud mouth. Discharge, dismiss any business of yours. Discounts never did amount to a check that your ass couldn't bounce. Everything dismounts. Gon' flip that car. AKs for the whole hood. House lick went down perfect. Two shots to the head, he deserve it. Overheard it in my bed with a bowl and remote control. Dark winged duck lost service. Mama said I better duck, she's nervous. Drama haul up in the cut, hit the curtains. I mean, don't intervene with no gun machine. This black stay jerking, the feds they lurking, emerging on everybody corner dash. Get a toe tag when you play tag with the task of a new task. Everybody wanna know my life, how did I make it past? Well, let me tell you like this, I've been running this since I asked for cartoons and cereal.
Giving birth to a baby born to be just like you. I wonder what that's worth. I wonder if you ever knew you was a role model to me first. The next day I woke up in the morning, seen you on the news. Looked in the mirror and realized that I had something to prove. You told me,
don't be like me.
Just finished watching cartoons, which is funny now, cause all I see is Wile E. Coyote's in the room, and I run it.
So all of my wounds, hear my tears, all of my tunes. Let my life loosen this booth just for you. Mom, hope y'all amused. I did wrong, karma came. Crackers gave me ball and chain. Friends, enemies, all the same. State, fed, both can hang. Nobody can mute me, but I never said nobody can't shoot me. Just another stat to the white folk. Still whip work to the white yoke, absolutely. Every day feel like the one before. Hunt the money, don't hunt the. If you do what you always done, then you get what you always got. You dumb buffoons, I ain't seen the back of my eyelids for about the past 72 hours. Hand in my heart, face to the hood, I pledge. Every word you ever heard was honest. Yeah, this me, no mic, no cameras, no lights, just pain. Mama, Hamas, trauma cannot sustain. Dirty money come with lots of stains. Road to riches come with lots of lanes. Just another player with lots of game. Never had, got lost, game. Just another player with lots of game. Never had shit, got lost, game.
To be continued, Kendrick Lamar, full name Kendrick Lamar Duckworth, nephew of Jack and Vera, and a fascinating fellow. So it's an Iggy Poppy Christmas here at Six Music. You can listen again to his Rockin' Rebel show on iPlayer or the website. And there's another sliver of Iggy on New Year's Day at 1 p.m. on the theme of heartbreak and heartache. Iggy was, of course, known to his folks as James Newell Osterberg, and James Newell is Little Johnny Jewel.
Thank you. a little Johnny Jew. He's so cool. But if you see him looking lost, you ain't gotta come on so boss. Oh, you know that he's paid. You know that he's paid the price. All you gotta do for that guy. Is wink your eye.
I'm Green Guardside. That's Television, the classic Little Johnny Jewel, apparently about Iggy Pop.
Six Music.
Have you ever stumbled across or reopened or viewed or come in contact with some personal object or artifact that was very much part of your life with someone who's gone out of your life? I suppose you have. I have, and those things have incredible emotional pull and poignancy. My name is Iggy Pop. I've had my heart broken, and I still have a constant supply of heartaches. And yet again, I look back and I say, well, at least I got the song out of it.
Iggy Pop's Heartbreak and Heartaches.
Songs about those two things and how you deal with them. New Year's Day at 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 6 Music.
So, Tom Verlaine of Television named himself after Paul Verlaine, the French poet, who, I think it's fair to assume, has crossed the critical radar of Kevin Barnes, a man with both a keen interest in French literature and a band called Of Montreal.
Hey!
Gira Emigre by Of Montreal. So, Sunday afternoon without a bit of Stevie Wonder is like a cake without currants, or if you prefer raisins, raisins are the dried white grapes and currants are the dried red grapes, or the other way round. A purportedly wise man apocryphally said that although currants are the best bit of a slice of cake, he wouldn't on balance prefer a handful of currants to a slice of cake. And apparently the conclusions you can draw from that are life-changing. Stevie Wonder.
Please! Mama, mama, baby. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby.
Yeah.
your side together. No matter what kind of weather.
Love having you round from Music of My Mind. If by any horrendous oversight you don't know that album, you should write A Serious Wrong and get someone to buy it for you, maybe this week. After this show, Jarvis Cocker brings you his Best of Show, featuring bits of David Attenborough talking about musicality in the animal kingdom, Nick Hornby on his Hoxton Street Monster Supply Store, and Beardy Man backing a previously unreleased pulp track.
Six Music.
Down the
So last Christmas, the incomparable Sufjan Stevens compiled a seasonal mixtape called Chopped and Scrooged, which is, as you would expect, a pretty peachy listen. The standout track for me was Bus Driver, and if you don't know, you better know, and Ding-a-ling a-ring-a-ling.
Recipient of a randomized sexual act. Now my Christmas list involves dipping right wingers in a chemical vat. Santa, read my legible scratch. Let me pull diamonds from your intestinal tract. Headed to the Mega Mall, head like a tether ball, looking for Kris Kringle. But everybody looking for the motherfucker like it was a hit single. And when I found out, made me upchuck like a Christmas morning drug busted. Boston Mall security, but got rid of Santa due to budget cuts. Man, enough's enough. I mean, you can't put a price on a Jesus sanctioned Nordic genie. I'm eating spaghetti, not tortellini, cause I dock with numbers. My stock of suburbs are black holes and an orange beanie. What sort of meaning will put a box cutter to my Christmas? Come on. To get rid of Christmas due to budget cuts, and how can a mall fire the actual Santa? You know what I'm saying? I tell you though, it didn't go over well. It's nothing but melee. You know what I mean? They still had Christmas, but they fired Santa. Let me tell you how it went. Bloodlust replaced holiday cheer. Santa replaced with Bill Lane beer. With a glass of vino. Frappuccinos made from milk reindeers or pasta people. Cashiers flashing coolest grins. Hellions carol and nudism. As we all rise in a falsified yule tide of free rapping gifts from the youth bin.
What about the closets?
The relocated Santa's workshop to Papua New Guinea. Sold elves via human trafficking. And Mrs. Claus, she bought the new piece. As of a line celebrity couple and the tabloid. They fell into the black void of reality television. Not in the Hell's Kitchen. Now they're hanging more than Mel Gibson. Clauses got vilified for the shish. They're not the ones who make Christmas suck. You know, it wasn't them. They just work there. They work at Christmas, which is a building. You know what I mean? Anyway, you know, you can't get rid of Christmas. It's like a war. It's a $1 billion industry. So, check out how it went. All mini malls became wild dust bowls, cause everybody wanted Santa back. According to recent Gallup polls, we didn't vow to uphold this vanishing act. We need our myths for our most optimal winners to stay in business. For the sake of economic vigor, the bottom line saved Christmas. Come on, save this shit. The bottom line saved Christmas. Come on, save this shit. The bottom line saved Christmas. Yeah, the bottom line saved Christmas. As you gaze into abysses, the bottom line saves Christmas. Whatever.
Dios mío, Bus Driver and Sufjan, produced by Sun Lux. It's a wonderful thing, and puts me in mind of another wonderful Christmas album, Tinsel and Lights, by the gorgeous Tracy Thorn. This track is a cover of a low song called Taking Down the Tree, which is a task some of us leave till February, or it's something that can be precipitated prematurely by an adventurous cat and a balloon.
Careful one by
I'm Green Gartside, Tracy Thorne. I was emailing back and forth with Tracy Thorne the other day on the subject of singers and singing, and the name Mavis Staples didn't come up. Which brings me very neatly to this next piece of music, Are You Sure? By the Staples Singers. It's a sweet little song with flashes of Mavis's extraordinary voice in it, like flecks of gold in a lump of something. So, from one beautiful voice to a bunch of them, the Beach Boys.
I thought about a summer day and how the time just floats away. Pretty things like incense and flowers, I wanna make them part of our sweet love.
down inside my soul. A precious love like this can flower. There's nothing in this world like our sweet love.
Oh my gosh, that's lovely. I supported Brian Wilson a few years ago at UCLA. You can probably imagine how terrifying it was to open for him. I'd only started playing live again a few months before, after something like 20 years of being too anxious to go near a stage. Brian's, you know, extended family were there, I think, and they were all very nice. Brian was very nervous backstage, and I remember him hoovering up all the food that was laid on for us. I got a limited edition Brian Wilson doll signed by him, and it was an extraordinary day. Back with some culture and Captain Beefheart after the news.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm Claire Ronacres. Security has been tightened in Russia after at least 14 people were killed in a suicide bombing at a railway station in the southern city of Volgograd. Anti-terrorism officials say a woman blew herself up. A former advisor to the Kremlin, Alexander Nekrasov, says authorities have been on alert as the Winter Olympics in Sochi draws closer.
The security was quite tight, and the suicide bomber could not actually get into the station itself because she was stopped by police. In this respect, I think they've managed to avoid maybe hundreds of casualties.
A young woman has died after being found on fire at a level crossing in New Malden in southwest London. Police are treating the death as unexplained, her family has been told. Five people are being questioned after a man was found dying at a house in Newcastle-under-Lyme in Staffordshire. Detectives are trying to work out what led to the man's death. Two men have been arrested, one on suspicion of arson, after a fire on a North Sea ferry. Four passengers and two crew on the King Seaways were airlifted to hospital in Scarborough after breathing in smoke. The ferry had been sailing from Newcastle to Amsterdam but was forced to return to port on Tyneside. David Udell was on board.
There's a lot of panic from some people. Women and kids obviously were panicking. We got out onto the starboard side where the lifeboats were, and it was quite well done by the staff, and they got everyone out quick.
Several Conservative MPs have backed the idea of allowing some Syrian refugees into Britain. The government advocates donating money to refugees but not admitting any. The UKIP leader, Nigel Farage, has said Britain should uphold a tradition of welcoming those in genuine need. The German former motor racing champion Michael Schumacher has been injured while skiing with his teenage son in the French Alps. It happened off-piste in the resort of Mirabel. He hit a head on a rock but was wearing a helmet. Football and Arsenal are back on top of the Premier League after beating Newcastle 1-0. That's Six Music News. Your next update's at 4:30.
A fact that I was born, grown, and also schooled in this ticklish ghetto. And no one can push I around, not you know, not the dreadlocks, no, for I know the roots. People got to work in the burning sun. And when we get our pay, we just can't take home none. But by the sweat of our brows, we shall all eat bread. So work on, naughty work on, yeah. Naughty work on, yeah, till Jaja come. So work on, naughty work on, yeah. Naughty work on, yeah, till Jaja come. For sometimes it's hard, 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 so hard. So very hard, my friend, to get a job. When you work
can get there and walk on the streets, I say, gunmen, they all want to shoot you down. And that brings a black white. People got to work in the burning sun. And when we get our pay, we just can't take home none. But by the sweat of our brows, we shall all eat bread. So work on, not the work on, yeah. Not the work on, yeah. Till Jaja come. Work on, not the work on, yeah. Till Jaja come. No, yeah, never yet, never yet. Don't know. People got to work in the burning sun. And when we get our pay, we just could take home none. But by the sweat of our brows, we shall all eat bread. So work on, not the work on, yeah. Work on, not the end, till Jaja come.
Till Jaja come.
So work on, not the work on, yeah. Work on, yeah, not the end, till Jaja come. Jaja want us longer in Zion. Till Jaja come.
Till Jaja come.
People got to work, yeah. Do the best we can.
Joseph Hill, Culture. Joseph wrote beautiful melodies and lyrics that sound like a kind of William Burroughs cut-up of the Old Testament. I read an interview with Joseph last night in which he was asked how he met the record producer, Joe Gibbs, and he replied, "I met Joe Gibbs through two reasons, by an information and, most enthusiastically, by a vision. However, when I met him, it was the same person." I think someone who would have appreciated that answer is this man.
Kickaboodle and the kitchen sink. Ho! Oh, kickaboodle and the kitchen sink. Heaven, sex is hell. Life is integrated. Goes together so well. And so on. Well, I will go on and do my washing. Be lazy, cause it's driving me crazy. For a little
Lick My Decals Off Baby from one of the best albums ever made. I'm sure we unanimously agree. Although, I imagine there's a man in Solihull, perhaps, who thinks I should have played the Foo Fighters. St. Vincent, Birth in Reverse, from a forthcoming album about which people will be very excited and probably deservedly so. This is for the man I imagined in Solihull.
Visiting is pretty, visiting is good. Seems that all they ever wanted was a brother.
Yeah.
city. Fingernails are good. Seems that all they ever wanted was a market.
There's a possibility that some people I know and work with might be frowning a little at that choice, but you and I know that that's a boss tune from a flawless album written by a stone pop genius. I met Dave Grohl briefly through the good offices of my friend Gus Brandt, who's their tour manager, and he was, of course, as lovely a man as you would expect. This is Green Gartside in for Guy Garvey, and this is Merrill Garbus Tune Yards.
Danger was calling out the way. Bang, bang, bang.
has Meryl Tunyard's Garbus been up to since her last release, Green? You may ask. And I might answer that one thing she's done recently is to produce a track with Latif and Lyrics Born, collectively known as Latrix. It's called Watershed Moment. It features Gift of Gab from Blackalicious, and it sounds like this.
Attempts at full control, and then I get part of you all without a death approach.
Down the south face of the mountain, proudly cascading downward, a fountain of back-breaking showers, crashing the basin, pounding, evaporating outward into the landscape like powder, feeding an elaborate display of flowers, flora, and a vast array of fauna.
Don't wait till you're ready, your hero will know when he should come. Don't wait till you're ready.
Over the little pebbles on the beach, gently tickling in between the little baby feet. Tiny men are swimming, shimmering like crystals in the stream. Living simply, eventually drift into the sea.
Drip, drip, drop, drop. Every little trickle worth a lot. At the mountaintop, free as an afterthought. Stream into a creek, into a river, to the proper spot. Kept till it's highly sought. Fought over resources, prioritized in his prize in the first order. For it's on a ship, no one giving any quarter. Coveted by the greedy like a deceased.
No one can beat me, fine, can't defeat me. Can only hit me, take any shape and take any form. I can give you life, I can come in swarms. I'll be here on Earth when mankind is gone. I'm invincible, let me quench your thirst. To the plains of Earth, from the sky I fall.
I had pneumonia once and wasn't very nice. I was in hospital in Hastings, of all places, feeling pretty poorly. And a friend of mine who's a journalist got in touch to say that he wrote for the NME that he was going to Eric's in Liverpool to review this next band. And did I want to go? So I discharged myself from hospital, got up to Liverpool and watched this band and somehow incurred the disfavour of the bouncers at this club. But it was a very memorable evening. This is the Slits. The Slits from the 1977 Peel Sessions, that was New Town. I'm Green Gartside, it's been an unalloyed pleasure being with you. I'm back the same time next week. This is The Clash.
Don't cut fit, no fade over in his ass.